will be having our guests and conversation on this particular launch yesterday of a very important issue, and that is development of an intangible cultural heritage inventory in South Sudan. This project yesterday was announced and launched by the Lokikiri Collective with the support of UNESCO South Sudan and in collaboration with the Minister of Culture, Museum and National Heritage. That is also in partnership with community representatives from six communities. They announced that launch yesterday. Now, the project aims at developing an inventory of intangible cultural heritage in South Sudan in order to contribute to its safeguarding. Joining us this morning here on the Miraya Breakfast Show, we are glad to have with us Alfeti Malut Atem. I hope I pronounce your name. 101 FM. I hope I pronounce your name rightly. Good morning.
Yeah, good morning. Thank you. And Alfeti Malut Atem. You can call me Atem.
Yes.
Thank you for hosting us.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Atem, for coming to Miraya Studios. And also with us this morning here, we have on the line is Aluel Isaiah Kulang. Aluel Isaiah Kulang is the focal person of the 2003 Convention on Intangible Cultural Heritage at the Ministry of Culture, Museum and National Heritage. Aluel, Sabal Kheir Marhabek fi Radio Miraya. Good to have you in the program this morning. Yes, let's begin right now with you, Atem, with us in the studio here. Can you please explain what is meant by intangible cultural heritage and why it is important to preserve it?
Thank you. But this is very important question, because people need to understand. We need to do some awareness so people can understand what, when they say that intangible cultural heritage, also be abbreviated by ICH. So ICH is like a convention being signed in 2003 and also being ratified by the government of South Sudan in 2016. And now it become like a working document for us. So we need to also report on what we have done on this ICH. So ICH is a convention that concentrating on the skills and the knowledge of the communities. So it has like five domains. The first one,
not in order. Just go
but
ahead.
But it's like the oral traditions, which is contained like the stories, the folktales, the riddles, poetry, and all these things that been and history also some transmitted by mouse. Okay. And the second one is like performing arts, which is including like games, dances, and everything has to include the movement of the body. The third one is social practice. Many social practices being like, and I think that this is the base one in our country. People are always do the marriage, initiation ceremonies, many other things. The number four is like say that craftsmanships, like those people have the knowledge or creativity to create things like the basket, drums, and the last one is like knowledge concerning nature and universe. Some people have like traditional healing; they know which plant is good for this and which plant is good for that, and also like some people have like a knowledge or ability or talent to tell when the rain is coming and when there's earthquakes and all these things. This is the five domains of this convention that we are targeting in this project.
All right. Thank you so much, Atem. And looking at these, because traditionally we used to have these storytellings, these folk tales that are always transferred from generation to generation. Mothers or grandmothers sit together with the little ones, probably as around the fire, and tell these stories. Do you see this disappearing right now in this generation? And do you think this is something that we need to preserve?
Yeah, of course. With this, like urbanization, a serial modernization, people now they're using more like phones, the social media. They get the stories from there, and sometimes you can just you can find in some communities people like even especially in the remote areas, people that are still practicing this. But when you come to towns, mm-hmm. people like still like a step away. Mm-hmm. Form of tradition, we need to safeguard it.
All right.
Safeguard it means we need to get more information about that. Why it's so important for the communities, and if it's going to disappear, what kind of mechanism or steps that community did in order to keep it alive.
Great. Yeah. Thank you. Let's talk to Aluel Isaiah Kulang with us, who is online. Aluel, thank you once again for joining us. And we heard right there from Atem, of course, that these particular traditions are very, very important and we need to preserve them. First of all, how important are these stories, are these folk tales, are these traditions? What is the importance of it now in a changing world? And how do we preserve them? Please, you can go ahead and speak in Arabic if you're okay with that, please. Marhaba.
Thank you. Shukran Tete. Preserving the intangible cultural heritage is very important, honestly, because this one is can do we really know in a hawiyatna. مثلاً نحن نسمونه في الأعداد والتقاليد بتاعك لأنه أنت مدون أعداد مدون تقاليد أنت ما بتقدر شنو يعني you cannot even be proud يعني who are you because الحاجات دي مهم لأنه هو بيورينا عن هويتنا بيعرفونا على مستوى إنه ديل مثلا ديل الساوث سودانيز and through بتاعة الأعداد والتقاليد الموجودة ده بيجيب الناس مع بعض ده بيخلق من السلام في وسط بتاع المجتمعات يعني كالشا بيلعب دور في 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 الاستقرار حتى في داخل البلد فعشان كده هو مهم جدا ان احنا يعني to safeguard them يكون في more documentation يكون في more researches and then I can encourage also عندنا experts في البلد يكون في نوع من الawareness raising على مستوى بتاعة الدولة وعلى مستوى الدولة ويكون عندنا كمان يعني يكون في يعني yeah, to preserve the intangible cultural heritage, that's a collective responsibility. Government in the role, community in the role, and civil societies in the role, you see, by making material documentation, remote research, you see, hajat kathir, and all then right. To invent a nasi afo, there to adapt al material al mawjuda fi adu gabila al filan, there to adapt al derlo fel and urgent of guarding, learning than hajat we are losing. Our cultures, by the way, the تدخل بتاعت الثقافة الماشي يومين ده. So that's a collective responsibility, and we need to focus on it.
Thank
as
you.
A country.
All right. Yeah. Thank you, Aluel. Now, with this launch yesterday or this announcement yesterday, what is this announcement going to do in the nearest future? What are the aspiration for this particular launch?
Okay, launch with Atumbare, then the community inventory, to describe the elements to be registered in your next list. You see, when you become a state party to the convention, there is a provision. One of the provisions is the inventory. Inventory اللي بيحصل ده يا كل القبائل قال بيجيبين نو بالذات we really focus لل endangered elements الحاجات الماشية تنغرض الداية فعلاً urgent of guarding وعشان ما يختاركم ده يا we engage communities and we engage civil societies who have relation with intangible culture heritage and plus the means of culture.
All right.
That project ده for the first time in Sudan in Miyakon for the first time لقدام يكون في inscribed element طبعا ما هيكون براو هيكون through بتاعت ال capacity building training هيكون a lot of activities جاي عشان ما يقدر يحضر الليت وتو بي سبميتد ليونسكو عشان يكون لنا inscribed elements بين South Sudan عشان no. بوري and to identify نحن الناس منو
All right.
يعني for example وكيد مشيت الجيريا كان عملوا معرض المعرض هي كل الدول عندهم حاجاتهم في ناس مثلا خاتين سوق في ناس مثلا دبي ميزهم في ناس بتين تانس بتاعهم دبي ميز مثلا دولة الفلاني
Aluel, because of the time, let's leave it like that. Thank you very much. We do appreciate your time joining us this morning here. Atem, in less than 30 seconds, please, what will be your final remarks and message about this very important conversation we're having?
Yeah, I think that this ICH is a community community like issues, community, mm-hmm. this community project, it's not like the ministry or Lekikiri or UNESCO, this community, they should make sure that they preserve their own cultures or their own heritage. And we just came as a helper,
all right,
just to assist. Okay. So I ask the community, just look into your culture and see what is disappearing and what is there and what is need to be like a safeguard and what is need to be like have that emergency assistance.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Atem. Thank you for coming to Mirai Studios. And thank you, Aluel, for being with us. We do appreciate your time.